So the people that like me, they fucking hate you.
And the people who like me hate you. Everybody, fasten your seat belts. It's East Bay Insiders with Steve Tavares and Sean Wilson. Starting.
Oh, we're back again with the East Bay Insiders. A third week of being in shelter, as in third week of us being in shelter, broadcasting to America in the East Bay. I'm Steve Tavares, and I'm with our trusted co-host.
You know what, man? I was going to say we're back, but then you said we're back. Kind of fucked the whole thing up, man.
I said we're back in regular English.
Well, I do it in, man.
Regular
I
tone.
Do it in English.
Regular tone in English. I set it up for you.
All right, man. Hey, Sean Wilson here. How's it going?
And this week, we're going back to the new school, old school. And we have a guest this week, everybody. Alameda Council Member Jim Odie is with us. Hello, Jim.
How's it going from the Island City?
So, yeah, that just reminded me.
Jim, you sound really good, man. But you said something like new school, old school, old school, new school. It made me realize that I should share with you something. I'm writing a song.
Ooh,
okay.
Ooh.
Let me see if you guys can recognize the lyrics.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
You got your PPE, yeah, you know me. You got your PPE, yeah, you know me. Who deal with PPE? Who's everybody? You got your PPE, right? Who's that?
That's
Who knew what PPE was before COVID? I didn't know what that shit was.
I didn't.
No, neither did I. I thought that's something you get. Yeah, I got it mixed up with OPP, but
yeah.
I'm writing a new jingle.
Yeah, I don't even know what OPP means, and it's been 25 years.
Oh. I can elaborate if you like.
I mean, I know what it means, but what's that mean? That means somebody else's, or was that what?
Privates. Somebody else's privates.
Yeah,
other people's privates.
I know, but does that mean they're not for you? Is they saying OPP? Yeah, you know me. Like, you down
it
with?
Means if you're dealing with OPP, that means you can get other people's privates.
Oh,
you listen to the song?
All right, it's been 25 years.
That
I
went
still...
down her fast.
I know. It went first minute.
I like that song. I like what you're doing with that. But that reminds me of something I was thinking earlier, because there was like a guy, a council member in Berkeley, the one that got pulled over by the cops and said, "I'm a council member, let me go." He was like standing in front of like a little bag of, I don't know if it was masks or what, I think they were masks. And he's donating this little tiny bag with a couple boxes, and he's making a big shot of himself. And I'm like, Jim Odie and others and officials, do not do that. It looks so corny. Jim, do you have like a box of Band-Aids, and you're gonna go take it to Alameda Hospital, take a picture of it, and put it on Twitter?
No, I pretty much just stayed home for 3 weeks. So.
I mean, Ben Bartlett, it's a little bag. It's just a regular bag. It's got maybe four boxes of masks. Big deal. I mean, you're gonna go and make stuff like a big shot with that. I'm just seeing how it looks. You know, nobody likes a bragger either, right?
I think we're all trying to help where we can, I guess.
Oh, come on, Jim. Come on now.
Hey, Jim, I got a question for you, man.
All right.
So, no, you don't have to say, like, all right, like, it's going to be bad. It's good, because I've been always curious about this. I've always been curious. So, I'm going to preface it by saying if I were elected. So, if I were elected, let's say I'm a city council member,
yeah,
and people say, hey, Sean, or they go, hey, council member Wilson. Like, here's how I would draw the line, and I just want to know if you agree with me. So, if I've known you for before you got elected, I have the right to call you Jim, or like Rob. I can say, hey, what's up, Rob?
Yeah.
But if I meet you after you get elected, then shouldn't I just out of respect be like, hey, Councilmember Odie, hey, Assemblymember Bond, say, hey, City Councilmember Wilson. But if I've had a long-standing relationship prior to getting elected, I can just call you by your first name. Right?
I guess.
What do you get offended by that? What do you like to be called? Because I was going to call you Jim, but then I I reflected for a second, like, maybe I shouldn't, but I've known you before you got elected.
I've known you almost, what, 20 years, so I think
your
first name is fine. My daughter calls me Council Father.
That's better than what my daughter calls me.
Yeah, I had somebody actually from last week's episode ask me, was that John Wilson's daughter? Who was that? Was this kid saying the F word? Just like his father.
No, I said I didn't teach my kids how to swear until like 14, 15.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. But they also...
You got to have some respect.
Jim has another name. He's Just Cause Jim. That's a name that he gave himself, though, I think. I've always suspected.
Actually, I didn't give myself that name, but I thought some of the landlord groups did, but I'll own it. I'll take it.
Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, no, you're right. I apologize. You're right. That was actually pretty badass. You took something that was meant to be derogatory to you, and you flipped it. You flipped, like, Obamacare. That was derogatory, and we flipped it, and now it's like, that's what we call it. That's how the A's have an elephant, because the New York Giants made something about they were the white elephants or something. So the A's manager said back in Philadelphia, said, oh, yeah? Well, that's it. Well, that's going to be our mascot, white elephant. So that's you changed. You flipped the script. But
why does it got to be a white elephant, man?
I don't know what that. I don't know what it means. It's old time. It's depression. I don't know.
It's not like a white elephant sale where you buy something that's like nobody else wants or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey, but that's pretty funny though that you knew that history.
Well, I'm wearing an Ace hat right now.
The Ace mascot.
I'm number one Ace fan, man. We would have won the World Series.
I mean, sucks not to have baseball, man. Like, I play baseball on my kids' PS4 all the time now. I miss it so much.
Yeah. Well, you're around the supervisors because you work for one. You must hear in all the chatter because Wilma Chan is going around. She's basically saying there's not going to be any sports here. So what are we talking about sports then, right? I mean, did you hear any chatter?
Did you hear the mayor of L.A. is like, we're closing shit down. We're not having any organized events until 2021.
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's like a long ways away, man.
Yeah.
I think they should have baseball games at Alameda Point. Ain't no one out there.
Yeah. Hey.
What do you think, Jen? They can have football games out there. They can have everything out there. Cause ain't nobody fucking out there. And I'm sorry I said the F word, man. but you're one of the only council members that actually got quoted using the F word. So I feel very comfortable in this segment.
I think I listened to your last podcast before having that conversation. So it was in the top of my head.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to do it in Arizona. No, like do a bunch of games in Arizona with no people. That's last I heard.
Yeah, but
I think they went with like our first minute of our podcast and went wah, 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 yeah. Thinking it'll work.
No, it'd be like 30,000 people got to be like involved in that, or 3,000. I don't know the word, but about Alameda Point, if they were to play baseball games at Alameda Point, the COVID-19 be the last thing they got to worry about. Probably they're all going to come down with cancer because who knows what's in that ground from the Navy? Am I right, Jim? What do you know?
I think all that has been studied and is getting cleaned up, and there's volumes and volumes of paper if you want to read them someday.
Yeah, but, you know, Godzilla was like, became Godzilla because all the nuclear, like, stuff in the, you know, and I'm thinking if there's a Godzilla around here, he's living underneath, or her. Godzilla could be her, or them, whatever. He's probably living there with all that whatever is there, man, but I'm just saying it, but... So let's segue into Jim Odey dropping F bombs in East Bay Citizen. And I love that. That's you can get your own story, but let's not talk about that though. Let's talk about
let's
do WWE on Sean right now. Let's say Sean. Let's say he's Shawn Michaels, and we are the what was that back in the day. One of those, what's a good 80s like tag team? I got one in my head and I can't remember. Remember those dudes that was with like
Freddy? Oh, yeah, I got it, man. You guys could be Tutti Frutti.
No. I never watched that, so I really can't say whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, I've always
said, it's a good thing.
My friend and I, and he said, well, we should start a tag team. We'd call each other, we'd be like techies, right? We'll be like techies. That'll be like our motif. And we call each other the Megabytes. And that would be our new number. So me and Jim would be the Megabytes right now, and we're going to attack you for your Sean's comments about minimum wage. But Jim, tell us why you're so angry about maybe Alameda thinking about delaying the minimum wage, just like Hayward. Everybody wants to follow Hayward now.
Well, I mean, the one thing is, it just came out of the blue without council having any discussion and direction to say come back with this. Like, because wasn't that in Hayward? There was a referral, and then the council came back with it. And you know, I think I mentioned to you when we talked, you know, these are the people that are out there working. You know, with, you know, I think maybe now they have sick leave because of Newsom, but you know, before then they didn't have sick leave. You know, they were basically keeping the country, keeping the city, keeping the state working. And you know, then you know, it just looked to me like we're just flipped in the bird by saying we're not going to give you your minimum wage increase. And you know, they're putting their lives on the line for all of us. You know, I get the privilege to work at home. You know, a lot of us do, but you know, they don't. So it just seemed like super insulting. I'll say super.
Yeah, I mean, it's the guy. It's the guy that's working at that the Taco Bell in the drive-thru at on Webster that has that crazy right turn when you come out. That I'm just thinking, like, every time I'm like, this is gonna be the worst thing. I am gonna die after I just ordered a Nacho Bel Grande instead of dying after eating the Nacho Bel Grande.
Yeah.
but this. But
you'll die from the bag, not from the contents, right?
But you know, this is something I've thought about, and I've mentioned it with the Hayward council member Aisha Wahab, and I said,
"Oh, she's amazing."
Is she? Oh, okay. Well, like, why? Why?
I think every council should have a Aisha on it. Didn't Elizabeth Warren copy her jacket style too, or something?
Oh, I got a song about that. I got a song. Instead of Mustang Sally, she jacket Sally now. Oh, hey, go ahead and hire him now. Sorry, man. I'm trying to get a head start.
I love it.
You better get her autograph now because she's going places and you'll never.
Yeah, I was going to say when you add to her then. When you throw that in, were you trying to audition to be her state senate 10th district? District manager, whatever you call that, that used to hold.
I've already retired from the state, so I don't plan on going back.
So
why is that, Jim? Why is that? Yeah, retirement's good there.
You don't like money, Jim?
Retirement gives you a little pension and gives you some health care benefits. And, yeah. I don't need to have to reopen those and wait another 4 years to get them again. So.
Yeah. Yeah, weren't you having some people talking trash about the idea that you were a council member, you're a sitting council member, and the district director for Rob Bonta? Were you getting some guff? Didn't you say that or something?
Oh, well, I know there's an agenda item next week to talk about stopping people from holding that type of job. So
yeah, right. That's right. Charter.
That's the only slack I've heard on it.
So one in a million.
On your city council agenda?
Yeah, next week, yeah. That's one of the potential charter amendments.
Yeah,
for
November.
Who brought that forward, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah.
I don't know. There was a subcommittee. You'll have to ask one of them.
Tony Daysog?
Maybe.
Do you remember that famous, it's so famous, I stuck it in my file, 2016. Council member who is the conservative. He may be the most conservative council member in the greater Bay Area, I think. I have to think about that now. That's it. Tony Daysog, he's a really nice guy, and he eats organic foods and doesn't eat much food. And he's a nice guy, but he's very conservative, and it probably was from him. But 2016, recall when he got that hit job, mailer, half-sheet mailer, half of it was Tony Daysog's face, and the other half was Trump. It's a classic. You remember that one? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember that one?
I think I remember seeing it.
It was illegal too. It had no name on it, but I don't care. It was a classic. I love it.
Didn't he say like "Make Alameda Great" or something? Or I can't remember.
I think he did say something like that.
That was some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Nah, not really. I mean. Somebody could have put their name on it, but it was a legit hit. I mean, he was acting like that. He was against the renters, against the people. But this idea is ludicrous. That I even wrote a story about you in Alameda Magazine, that how it was such a great positive plus that somebody would have a council member who is also connected to the, you know, what's going on in the state, because you're totally linked. I mean, it'd be much better if you were the district director, Jim. You would be helping. You would be so helping Alameda, because everything is coming from the state right now, from the COVID-19 and everything aftermath. Or, you know, I mean,
yeah, I thought it was a plus, and I think the voters thought it was a plus, and you know, without that, I'd probably just some Joe Schmo, and you know,
yeah, it
didn't really have much to offer besides that, right?
But you know, so, what I'm going to say about that. You know what my answer is all the time, and you can't write it because it doesn't have the same. But my answer to that is Alameda. Alameda. Can you see my face making all like a Alameda? Yeah. But that's your town now. You deal with it, Jim.
Well, I love it here, and I'm not moving to Brooklyn Basin. I mean,
thank you. Now Bill Lockyer can find me.
Let me be the voice of reason to both you motherfuckers.
Yeah, come on, bring it, Shawn Michaels.
In 20 years, you both gonna be moving, because your shit's gonna be underwater. Just saying.
Because of global warming?
Get a boat. Yeah, get a boat.
I can't swim.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I can't kind of swim, and I find it very, when I say I can't swim, and people know about my DNA, I took my DNA test, and I'm very offended when people say it's because of my 6% African American. You know, I really am, actually. I think that's offensive.
Oh, jeez.
No, it's true. They say it all the time. Oh, you can't swim. Oh, is it because you're 6%? Oh.
Okay. Well.
Crazy.
Getting back to the point,
I like how Jim's getting offended.
Sea level rise before anyone else, so I mean that's a major problem we have to deal with.
I'm just trying to help you guys out, man. You might want to sell before it hits.
Jim just.
I'm not a real estate agent. I'm just saying.
All right.
All three of us have just recently moved. You moved, Jim, right? You got a new place. How is that? Is it all decorated or what?
It was in pretty good shape. It's like a 1906
what?
Place, so you know, it's got hardwood floors, and you know they're uneven, and you know plaster walls that the internet signal can't penetrate. Yet cold air seems to do just fine. But yeah, it's kind of fun. I never really had an old house before, so it's kind of cool.
Oh, so it's like it doesn't have like a regular stove, or you just have like a hearth. You just got to put wood in.
Oh,
there?
It's got a regular stove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, because I just weren't so I'm interested that Sean sounds so chipper today, and he's singing, because you know if you listened last week you find out that he was going out in public without a mask, although it wasn't mandatory, just suggested. But now today, just like within the last 2 hours, Alameda County will make it mandatory. When you go outside, you got to wear it.
Midnight tonight.
So.
Now everyone knows we're talking on Friday, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah, but you know what? Can I explain why I'm so chipper?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you got a 25-year-old girlfriend.
She's 26.
26. Oh, happy birthday!
She turns 27 next month. God damn it!
Oh!
My kid's older than that.
Oh,
hey, man. So here. You're chipper now because I got to go to work. Like, today was the day where I got to actually finally internalize what COVID-19 means to me. And I actually like it. I'm gonna get shirts that say long live COVID. Long live COVID. Because everything's different, man. Like, it takes me 18 minutes to get to work.
Dogs
are in shape. There is no fucking smog. The air is clear. You regulate it when you go to the store. It takes you like 5 minutes to get in and out after you've been alive for 15, but that's fine. Because you have all the aisles to yourself. Like, I think this is the way to go, man. I hope this lasts forever, because I dig it. I dig it, man. The only thing that I'm pissed off about is I called Comcast. I'm like, hey, man, Like, I spent $225 in movies this month, and he offered me a break. And he's like, no, I can't offer you a break, but we're going to give you a $10 rebate on a couple of those movies. I'm like, all of them or a couple of them? So they go, yeah, we're going to reflect your account right now. So I go back to pay it. It was $252. It went to $237.
Ooh.
Like, oh, man, hey, thank you for that $15. I'm going to go buy me a bottle of Seagram's. Appreciate that. Like, what the, $15, man? What do they expect people to do, man, when they're at home? Like, what do you do at home all day? You rent movies?
Yeah, Jim. I'll tell you what Jim does. Anytime I call him for a quote or something, he seems like he's always getting takeout. So I'm wondering, is Jim like, is he staying at home? Is he wearing a mask? Seems like every time.
I try to support our local businesses once or twice a week. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I did do a 9 p.m. Walgreens run the other day. Didn't realize gas was $2.63 a gallon now. Too bad my tank is full, but oh well.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
pretty,
you know,
damn good, man.
You know, you bring about your support your businesses, but I'll tell you what, I'm kind of wishing, you know, like these rough times, you know, there's a couple of burrito places on Park Street that don't deserve to be business. So, you know, what do they call it? What's that, Darwin? Survival of the fittest. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, dude, you know what, you're right, Steve. This is the best time to have a purge.
Yeah.
Get rid of the fucking weak. They want trophies for their kids for participating. Get rid of all the weak motherfuckers. Let's have a purge now.
That's what I'm saying.
And this society and this world will change significantly.
We could.
Everyone would beat that fucking guy from Wuhan, China that ate the bat. Everyone would kill that guy first. That guy's gone.
Or it could have been the lab. Could have been a lab produced.
Yeah.
InfoWars.com.
That guy's gone.
Hey, but you know what? It's totally outrageous for China to say we're the one who sent it there, so it could come blow up in our face. But it's more plausible. I'm not saying this. I'm not tracking any, trotting any conspiracies. I'm saying this is ridiculous. But if there was anyone that was more plausible, is that would China would send it out to ruin the economies of the world? And you say, what about they kill their own people? But they don't give a damn. They got how many billion of them, but they don't give a damn about people anyway. So come on. That's the most plausible. That we gave it and we gave it to them. We started, we gave it to them, and then it blew up in our face. That's not what America does.
Yeah, but why would China want to destroy the economy? Because they benefit from it.
Destroy
anything? Come on, man.
Who would benefit from a destroyed economy and bad relations between the United States and China?
Dogs. Dogs and cats.
Vladimir Putin.
Oh.
That's right. Where I think it came from.
Oh, wait a minute. You know, you just say that's what? That's another headline.
I think that's my opinion. I have no evidence whatsoever, but who benefits
if the U.S.
is fighting with China?
And then when
the world is closed, China loses if the world gets shut down with everything they make there. So,
well. I guess that
one. Europe is shut down, the U.S. is shut down, and China is shut down. Who benefits from all that?
And Trump does say,
"I love it, fucking love it, man."
He loves it. So if
I love it.
Let's think of this. Let's put this out there. If you had a guy standing in the middle of Oakland, and one of them was a redneck with a Trump shirt, like America tie, American flag tie, Trump this, great Trump, and a Make America Great hat. And then right next to him, he had Sean Wilson, who says, COVID-19 forever, por vida. I love it. Never leave. Who would get a forearm shiver first? Jim Odie, who do you think?
I would turn around and go back home.
That's the best answer ever.
I have American flag tie, so what's wrong with that?
What? I have a corny American eagle. I mean, an eagle like with USA on it that I only wear ironically on 4th of July. It's very like very redneck, America.
Liberals love this country too, bud.
Yeah. So when you talk about Alameda, and I'm serious, you need to clear out some of those burrito places. They're terrible. terrible. I mean, it's, you'll have worse. You have somewhere between somewhere. You wouldn't be like COVID-19. It would be like the worst you could feel from eating there, or and the minimum would be diarrhea. It's somewhere in between. Some were terrible. And how many like yogurt places does Park Street need? I mean, I used to live like two blocks from there. I'd be there every single day. And my thing was, if a business goes, this was Steve's theory on business on Park Street, Alameda, California. If a business leaves or closes or whatever, Tavares' rule says that it'll be a business that nobody wants or we already have on that street. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. All I know is there's a lot of vacancies. Well, there was before this. There'll probably be even more afterwards that, yeah, you know, were tough to fill.
Yeah,
people
that is
asking
true.
For a lot of money, and, you know, businesses just didn't have the money to pay the rent.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, there's really nothing we can do about that. Commercial.
No, yeah. No, you're right. Even before this went down, I had noticed that there was a large number of business. I even pitched it, not for myself, to the Alameda Magazine, that maybe somebody should write, look into that, because it was like most of them, they were closer to Encinal on Park. That was, so this is months ago. This was before this all went down. So I'm just saying, this is my whole thing about this minimum wage attack thing. I think back of when they were attacking renters. When these business people or these people who have a home and they're attacking, tell them stuff like Sean said, you know, work harder, get another job. Well, now I want somebody to come back. I want a renter and come back and tell these guys now, say, hey man, why don't you innovate? Why don't you start? Why don't you do something? Why don't you open another store? No, you want a free hand, and it's unbelievable how many handouts they're getting now. Every city has like at least Alameda is going to have 7,500, 5,000, I believe, in San Leandro. Hayward's going to have one. They're having these one-time free money for all these businesses. I mean, how much you want, man? I mean, we're all in this together, but not if your burritos suck, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, but look what they did in Europe. I don't know if they did it this time, but I know they did it last time there was a recession. You know, they gave workers money.
Yeah.
And the workers were still able to pay their rent. They were able to still buy their food. They were able to pay their, you know, mortgage payments, you know, and then, you know, companies were still able to make money and, you know, landlords were still collecting rent and they were able to pay their bills and such on and so forth. And, you know, here in Washington, they decided to give money to the top, you know, like United Airlines, who's now decided they're going to lay people off because they got all that money, and cruise ships that aren't even based in the United States. You know, instead, you know, if they would have given it to workers, then, you know, you wouldn't have it. I don't know, what's the opposite of trickle down? You know, I don't know what the opposite of that would be.
Well, I got a question.
Here we go. Here we go.
I got three questions, and they're kind of pissing me off.
Okay, I'm gonna write them down.
Here's the first one, Jim, because you and I both live in the snooty community, and your community is way more snooty than mine. But mine is getting there because they think that because 80% of people who live here are public safety employees and they think they're making good money and good living. But here's what I'm going to ask you. And if you experience this, you got to be honest, because it pissed me off the other night. I try to call four fucking restaurants at 8:45 to get food. And you know what, man? All of them went to voicemail. All of them.
Man.
So I drove to one of them. I zoomed in and told my girlfriend, get a car. I'm zooming in. Shoot! We roll into La Costa, 8:52, 8 minutes on the sign. You know what they said? Oh, we're closed, man. Sorry, we can't. I'm like, you don't have any leftover fucking beans and rice you can put together and shit. I'm not asking for you to make me a fucking explosive fucking super burrito, but what do you have in there? Just put it together. This is my fourth call and my first trip. So my question to you is, do you see that these businesses, I should preface it a different way. I've gone to other restaurants where they're packed. Like at 6, 7, they're packed. And it takes you 40, 45 minutes to get you your meal. So I think these local businesses that people like, they're doing pretty well. And I think these snooty communities that support them, they're like, hey, man, 8:45, fuck you, I'm out.
Well, I wouldn't say Alameda snooty for one, but I mean, it could be a little planning.
Yeah.
Do people still eat at 8:45. I know that seems kind of late to me.
Let me add this to bolster what Sean said. You know, I think on here I said I was going to go for Easter, going to go to Burma Superstar. That was going to be our Easter, and if it's not Easter, it was going to be on the Saturday, right? So we call Burma Superstar, which is great. It's my favorite restaurant in Alameda. No, Triboco is my favorite restaurant. On Park Street is Burma Superstar. And then we call there at like 3. Are you open? And they're like, yeah, but we're not open on Easter. Oh, that's too bad. Oh, and by the way, we close today, Saturday, which was Saturday, in a couple hours from when we called. Oh, we close in at 5. And I was like, what the hell are you closing at 5 for? Why were you open the whole day anyway? Why don't you at least, if you close early, why don't you close at 7? Because who's going to eat dinner at 5? And if I'm going to go at 4:30, I'm going to pay $80 to basically have leftovers. I'm going to have to warm them up later. What is the point? Right. What are you doing, man? Do you not want money?
But it was a holiday week, no?
But it was Saturday. It was Saturday. Well, why were they open in the daytime then? Why are they going to close at 5? Why can't they just keep it at 7? And we would have got it. We would have been there at 6:30 picking it up. And we'd be chomping on some tea leaf salad. Mm-hmm. That's one of the best things.
Yeah, but do you think there's a hierarchy? But back to my question, do you think there's hierarchy in these businesses that are like, fuck, I don't need to fuck with you. It's 8:45, I'm done. I've already made my money. I got 2 people working where I used to have 10.
Yeah.
I don't have my money. See?
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say, how about we means test when we give these people their money? Why are we going to keep propped up a burrito shop and linguinis on Park Street that nobody wants to go to anyway? Who gives you frozen meatballs that were cooked, a month ago? Kitchen nightmares. Why are we giving those guys money? Why don't we keep the one? Because you're right. People are still going to say, you know what? I totally feel I want some Burma Superstar because that place is always packed. It's small, but it's always a line out. Those guys, we're going to go. Somebody's going to go because they're good. I mean, isn't that the point what do we call this thing? What we do? Capitalism. I mean, so but everybody wants a. What about the hardware store?
A podcast. Yeah, that's a podcast. That was a podcast.
I mean, yeah. I mean, should we, with our multitudes of listeners, expect we should have more? Just because? I mean, no. We're gonna have to be slammed. We're gonna do some singing. We're gonna do some comedy. We're gonna bring Jim Odie on. We're gonna have him talk about Putin, and we're gonna get people to listen to this because we're gonna work hard to give a good product, not to just put in some nasty burritos. And you could tell me. I'll tell you privately later. You want to know which one? There's 2 of them, and they're on the same side of the street.
All right, I don't even know that. I will say Burma Superstar, that was the last place I went out to eat before this all happened. So, fond memories of that place.
But yeah, fond. You're not going back? You're not going back ever? This will end.
We will be able to go out again, but, you know.
All right. But I want to... Does anybody got any more? Yeah. Anybody got any more on this? Because I want to ask Jim about...
Can I just say, I mean, I don't know, I wouldn't call it means testing, but, you know, the criteria to get some of these grants that we're proposing, you know, you do have to have some impact and show that you've lost revenue and that you're still taking care of your employees and such. It's going to be a whole criteria, so.
But what what if it's because it went down because your pho really sucks?
Well, if it wasn't good before and it still wasn't good and you didn't go down, then, you know. I don't know.
It's tough. I'm just trying to bust these people's balls because that's what they were doing for the last 3-4 years in multiple cities. And I was thinking, what's that? Turnabout's fair play now. Huh? Oh, you want some money? Oh, maybe you should work harder. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm trying to do. If you come on now.
We got to work together and get out of this. It's going to be rough. Next year is going to be rough.
Well, that's...
Am I allowed to ask my second question, or are you going to take it?
Oh, my God. That was one question? Okay. Yeah. Number two.
My second question is...
Yeah.
How much do you enjoy serving as a council member? And 3, do you find that with your position, like, people try to prey on you from, like the standpoint of dating because who you are? Because I found that on me. I'm Chippy Staff. You know, check it out, man. People, like, look at the picture, and they'll be like, hey, just send me an email. Guys, girls, don't matter. But, hey, I got to talk to you about something. I'm like, hey, we can do it over the phone. They're like, I really would love to meet you in a parking lot or, like, a coffee shop. Ooh. I'm like, come on, man. But you find that, Jim, you know I ain't not fucking around. You find that shit, too.
I did until a couple years ago, yeah. It stopped after last year, yeah. But what was your second question?
The second question was, how much do you enjoy, like, being in this elected position, man? Like, you know as I do, you can do a lot more being a staffer. When you're, like, the front and center guy, it's a lot of fucking... Oh, he's this, he's that. It weighs on you. So my question is, like, how much do you enjoy that versus how much you being behind the scenes? And secondly, how many times or if you have experienced people seeing who you are and like, hey, that's Jim Mody. Hey, Jim.
Oh, I do remember, like, having some constituent call me up and invite me over to her hot tub.
Ooh, what?
So that was kind of, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I think I know which one it is.
I do enjoy it. You and I had this conversation. Like,
I'm hoping to tell Villa no.
8 years ago, no. I remember you giving me the same speech 8 years ago. Or 6 years right. ago or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, it's good to be able to help people.
But what does it come with? It comes with a lot of headache, man.
It's stressful. You know, people go after you. And, you know, you just got to... I'm a lot tougher skin than I had maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and just let a lot of things roll off my back that I would probably get all annoyed at in the past. But
hey, I hate to interrupt you, but this is hella funny.
What?
The bunny that we got last week is now in my front yard. I wish I could take a picture. I'm going to take a picture, man. I'm going to send this to you. So fucking funny. This bunny is a dick. This bunny has... Yes, well, I don't know the difference between a rabbit and a bunny. But this fucking guy has the whole backyard, like, huge, and he always escapes. And I spent 2.5 hours last night trying to catch his ass. I caught him. I bought him a little cage. Oh, God, how am I going to take a picture, man? God damn it. This is going to be the best, man. This fucking bunny is, like, fucking my sleep up and everything. All right,
Does it have a name?
You gotta get a side girlfriend so she can put it in a pot on the stove that you can come home to. Make a movie about that?
Side girlfriend.
What's that movie? Glenn Close was in it. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's called Fatal Attraction. Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm gonna send this to you. I'm gonna take a picture of her now.
But did any? You know, it's a good thing. So what Sean was saying about you, councilman, and you. And all the things that happened to council members. But one thing is good thing, though, don't you think, that you are never illegally recorded by somebody? That's a good thing, though, right? That didn't happen to you.
No comment.
Oh, wait, it did happen. Release the tape. It has been released. Do not bring it up.
Hopefully nobody...
It was a nothing burger.
Nobody hurt their head falling asleep while listening to it.
Yeah, that was a long... Release the tape, our famous... Sean and I's... Release a tape podcast. That's so long ago, Sean. Can you imagine, man? We've been doing this. This is our 20th episode. That was like the third one.
Get out of here.
It seems like so long ago.
Seriously?
Doesn't it seem like it was so long ago? Release the tape. Release the tape.
That was funny, man.
The tape.
Well, the Bill Harrison one seems like so
That's
long
actually
ago.
Actually was the trend.
Or the Sean, the double header one seems like so long ago.
What's that?
So, I think it's.
Did you do like one, and then you took a second? You did the first hour and then the second hour.
Yeah, that was Haggerty. That was Haggerty. He photobombed us. He podcast bombed us, and that was a classic. That's a classic right there. Back to Alameda, yeah. Jim. People in Alameda are going to be listening. They're worried, and then we're going to start talking about what you're starting to hear in a lot of the state, the county, the cities now. Tell people what to expect in Alameda when it comes to budget time. How much? First of all, how much? What reserve you got?
I mean, we have healthy reserves because we've, made some prudent decisions and councils that came before me, with people like Lena Tam that Sean worked for and got elected, set up some you know, we increased our, what was it, our transfer tax. I don't know what year. Sean, you wrote those signs. You remember those signs.
Yeah, man.
Signed them, right? Yeah. So what was that, 10 or 12 years ago?
14.
Yeah, we've been in, we're in not too bad shape. I mean, obviously there's going to be a hit this fiscal year, but we think we can cover it. I think if you look at our agenda, there's a proposal to do that. Next year, that's going to be interesting. We're not as sales tax and maybe, you know, hotel tax dependent as other cities. So, you know, what are these guys like 10% occupancy now? And, you know, you have to buy, you can't, no one's really selling cars too, right? So, you know, a place like San Leandro that has a lot of car dealers is going to, they're going to be struggling.
Too bad Alameda doesn't have a Costco, because that's probably the saving grace in places like San Leandro and Hayward that they're bringing in all that. They already get a lot of revenue from Home Depots and the.
You know why I'm not? You know why I'm not an elected official?
But Sean, is.
I'm going to tell you right now. Here's why I'm not an elected official. Because if I was elected to the city council in fucking Alameda, you know what I'd do? I would use that big ass lot of land you have called Alameda Point, and I would have a strip club, a gaming casino. I would have, man, I would have, that shit would be the place to go. You can bet on, you have a casino with a dance floor and strippers, man. That shit, you guys, man. I mean, I'd have a side for fucking dudes and a side for chicks, and in the middle would be a casino. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm reading my choices here to come on this conversation.
I'm just saying, man, I look outside the box.
All right, who makes money on a casino? But that's
where
the workers.
You know, the rake.
The rake.
No, you make the rake. Fuck, a community to build it. Why do you think communities are saying, hey, come in, little car clubs? Man, they make a good money on that rake. That rake, you know, it's maybe 10% of every $100 spent, but that shit adds up fast. And if you ran a strip club there, well, offline, I'll tell you how to make money off that.
Not gonna happen.
I know. I'm just saying.
Where do you go for a, not that I'm wanted to know, I'm just wondering, you know, but where, if around here, where do you go to, where is a strip club? When I say strip club, I mean full Monty strip club. Where do you go with that? You got to go to San Francisco, don't you?
On Broadway.
Where would you go?
Broadway and Columbus.
There's none in Oakland, is there?
Big Al's or whatever it is.
Big Al.
When I lived in the city, I would drive past that every day on my way home. There was that fourth floor that was chained to the door and everything. Yeah.
Like fucking.
It just occurred to me. Where do you go? Where is it? Where I don't even know where you would. Where is that?
Hey, man, you know what? That's so cool you keep saying that. So when your girlfriend listens, she's like, oh, my boyfriend's so pure. He doesn't know where any strip clubs are. That's why you're in the bathroom and fucking looking at you porn at 3 in the morning. Yeah, good job, man. It's so cool, Steve. I don't know where any strip clubs are. Fuck you, you do.
But he asked you because he thought you would.
Man, I got a 26-year-old girlfriend. The fuck I need a strip club for?
What was that one that used to be on? What was the one on Mission? Remember this one on Mission Boulevard?
That was AJ's.
AJ's. But that was not full. That was
topless. No, it wasn't even topless. They were in swimsuits.
Oh,
but 25 years ago, man, you see a girl in a swimsuit, you're like, yeah.
I didn't
leave here's coming. You know?
There's Christy Brinkley. Oh, yeah.
All right, we can change the topic. Down,
girl. Alameda is what has a reserve of, 30-ish million?
I have to look it up, but something like that, right? I think we were in the mid-30s as far as our percentage. Yeah, we bumped it up from 15% to 25%, and then we, you know, anything over that, we were taking half of it and putting it in a trust account to pay, you know, pension and OPEB liabilities, but... You know, the proposal next week is to suspend that, and I think that'll give us $7 million, which I believe will cover, you know, the shortage for this fiscal year. So we're going to have to, it's going to be tough next year. I think you guys.
Hey, Jim?
So,
what are you going to do after this shit, man, when you're done with the city council?
Well, I'm running for re-election.
Yeah.
I mean, after that, man, like four or 5 years, 6 years, you got aspirations to do something, right?
Well, I'd be like ready to retire.
Come on, man. You said retirement twice. If you're done retirement the first time, you wouldn't say it the second time.
Retire.
Come on. Like, look, there's 74 people that listen to this.
Yeah.
So if, in your best, most possible political dreams, where would you be in 10 years besides retirement? If retirement said, fuck you, I don't like you, you got to go this way.
Hmm. Geez, I don't know. I mean, a lot depends on what, you know, what happens, right?
No, it depends on what you want and how you make it happen.
Well, a lot of things could happen. Some people resign, too. So maybe it pulls you back in.
And that's true, too. I mean, you never know what job's going to open, who's going to retire, who's going to run for something else. I like this job.
You know, maybe.
You like being a council member?
Barbara Lee retires.
I think mayor would be interesting, but I'm not running against this mayor because I think she's doing a good job. So she'll be around 6 more years.
Hmm.
Is her last name DeVille?
No.
So Jim, you're talking about re-election. I haven't talked to this person for a while, but how are you going to plan to run against the infamous former mayor Trish Herrera Spencer? And Herrera only when she's running for re-election, but Trish Spencer, because she's saying last year she's going to run for the city council. How are you going to engage with her? She actually is pretty talented in getting elected. Not last time, but she has a sizable amount of people who they like her because of her genius, which basically is because they can say the mayor or the mayor that used to be the mayor hugged me, she kissed me, she says hi to me. You know, that's her genius. How are you going to engage in that? Are you going to start hugging people?
I don't know if anyone's going to be hugging anybody for a while. So
that's true. So there you go. She's in trouble.
What does that mean?
I mean, I think we're going to be social distancing for a while.
I got plans in about 2 hours. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Okay, well, people you don't know.
I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry. I'm trying to look at my rabbit that's trying to escape my house.
I don't know. I mean,
pictures of my rabbit.
I think if you compare our records, I mean, there's really no... There's no question, you know, who's done a better job. But, you know, and the one thing I think this has shown, whether it's in Sacramento or Alameda or the county or Washington, you know, there is a need for government, and you need competent people in government to provide solutions for people. And, you know, some people have that ability and some people don't. So,
would you run for the assembly? Yeah.
But, you know,
if you'd have asked me that 6 years ago and I worked there, I'd have said, oh, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, I work from my house. I get to look out in Alameda and see it every day. And I don't know about whether I want to, you know, get on a train at 5:30 in the morning every day and or drive 90 miles in traffic. So I don't know. That'd be tough.
Really?
You could hire Rob Bonta to be your district director, and then he could be the one now who would drive you to the Amtrak and then hand you your bag lunch and they'll have a good day.
Well, he'll be governor by then,
like you used to do for him, right? Dude, are you going to deny that? Are you going to deny that you used to drop off Rob Bonta at Amtrak every day and hand him his bag lunch?
Well, that's a compound question, like he was going to fourth grade? I have to object because it's compound.
Okay, the first one, you used to drive him to Amtrak every morning to work, right? Now, did you also give him a bag lunch like you were taking, like fourth grade?
No.
What? This is, where did I get my info from?
That info.
Come on now. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know. Well, the point you make about Trish Spencer not being able to hug people because of COVID-19 is actually a very salient point. And actually, if I'm writing a preview, I'm going to add that into it if she's in the race and you're in the race, or whoever's in the race, because that is her genius. That is her absolute genius. She's so touchy-feely, and people really make them, when she was at least mayor, that made them feel like important. Like people who are low-info voters, they don't know who really, they might know who anybody else is, but they know that's the mayor, and the mayor gave me the time of day, and they don't forget about that. That is her genius. But if she can't do that, where is she going to be at? I think that's a total in-play thing. And if I'm a consultant against her, I'm Doug Linney, I'm bringing that up. But, you know, if you got Doug Linney, you really don't even have to try, because Doug Linney is a winner. You remember what I say? Winners hang out with winners. But anyway, have you thought about who's going to be your consultant yet? Doug Linney will win it for you.
I mean, I don't know. If you compare what our current mayor has done, and, you know, which to me is like what a mayor is supposed to be, and you compare, you know, where we were before, I mean, you see this is how the job's supposed to be done. So, I mean, it's one thing to complain about something, and then it's another thing to, you know, actually find solutions to the problems. Like, for instance, you know, I think Trish was the one who brought the minimum wage referral, and then, you know, when it finally came back to us, months and months later, she voted no. So that was kind of weird, you know.
But don't you think that what you just said about you analyzing the competency and the good job that your current mayor is doing is kind of different with your set of lenses as opposed to the viewpoint of the constituency that has a different set of lenses? Like, I never view things internally as far as, like, I know when I've worked for elected officials that they're doing a fantastic job. Like, that's not my job. My job is not to look at it from an internal perspective. My job is to look at it from the 60-40 rule, like how our constituents are looking at it. And I don't know if your constituents in your city will feel the same as you do. And I think that opens up a dialogue on, you know, who runs for what. And I'm not saying they do or don't. I'm saying I don't know if they do or not. I did know that they did not think that way a few years ago. And I think your community is pretty fickle in the sense that, you know, you could throw a couple of L pieces against fucking Daysock, and all of a sudden they're going to vote for somebody else. Because they're like, their whole thing in Alameda is, close the fucking gates! Keep the fucking door! I guess if I represent the council out there, man, I just I'm a fucking stop sign in the middle of Park Street Bridge. Be like, stop, and I get elected.
Well, I don't know. I mean, there's four of us on there.
Hey, that was funny as shit, by the way.
Yeah, it was. There's four of us that look outside our borders for inspiration and cooperation.
Yeah, but that's how you get elected, though. You don't get elected by looking outside of your borders. You get elected by being that sound of reason when you knock on doors. And you know, because you walked on a million fucking doors when you ran and helped Ponta. Every time it was like this. Hello? Yeah, hey, what's going on? I'm running for city council. It's Rob Ponta. I'm Jim Odey. I'm his campaign manager. What's your biggest concern? Close the gates!
Well, we don't hear that. I mean, I think the word is development, but yeah.
Same thing. Well, that's a variation.
Yeah, it's a variation.
Of the close, raise the bridge.
No, raise the bridge.
Well, the housing shortage. There's a big housing shortage.
Well, you see. Well, you just see the other day, I'm in Oakland, you know, I'm not too far, though. I go down Barcadero, I get to Park Street Bridge, and then there's four lady cops blocking the bridge, and they said, you can't come in because you got 6% DNA. We did a DNA test on you, and you got 6%. Yes, I do have 6%. I did do a DNA. I have 6% African-American blood. Yes, we can't come in. And then they put the picture on Twitter the next day. Isn't that a...
You didn't get stopped.
How about that? They wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in. You can't see. They're on the other side.
Not being let in to Alameda.
There's graphic, there's photographic evidence on the AP, the Alameda Police Department Twitter, four cops blocking the road with masks.
Yeah, I saw that picture.
Yeah. You saw that? Then they took it down. But Jim, what are you thinking now? It's April, and you're going to be running this year, and with COVID, do you have any in your mind thinking, like, you know, spitballing ideas of how you're going to actually campaign?
Well, you guys talked about that a couple of podcasts ago, right? I mean,
yeah.
I personally love walking precincts and knocking on doors, but, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to do that. I mean, there's phone banking, but, you know, I'm not a big fan. I hate phone banking because you can't see the person, look them in their eye, and have them tell you the way they really feel, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, male may probably play a bigger role. I mean, I'll leave that up to people like Sean, who's going to be responsible for figuring it out, right?
Yeah, I figured it out.
Well, I got an idea. I got an idea, and I'm going to give props to the first campaign who does this. But I think I would submit that if you're going to send a mailer with your picture on it, you should send your picture with a mask on your face. Because if you go door to door, I mean, let's say you can't go door to door, but you're going to step back and you're going to wear a mask, and so they're not going to know you. They're only going to know you. Like, I would wear, if I was Jim, I wear a mask and I wear one of those big giant foam sombreros. And then do a mailer with a foam sombrero and the mat. And they'll be, I know that guy. He came to my door. Otherwise, they're not going to. It's like the guy, you know, I talked the story, was it last week, the week before? This new grocery store right by my house here. And we met the owner and we're all wearing masks. But I'm like, we're not going to know. When we meet without masks, we're not going to know, oh, that's Steve and that's Jimmy. Whatever.
Well, you gave me an idea.
They're not going to know.
You gave me an idea that I'm not going to share because I don't want anyone to steal it.
A foam sombrero?
I'm not wearing a sombrero.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, I would say Jim, don't do a foam sombrero, man.
I'm not appropriating someone else's culture, sorry.
But
misappropriating, I guess.
But really, is it a good idea or what, though? Not the hat, but just people are going to see you with a mask on every time. So maybe not for you. They might know you and they know the name. But for a new person, like let's say that dude Amos White in Alameda, the guy who blamed who forgot to register and then the time went. Like he's like, I forgot to register. Oh, it's a conspiracy against me. He should wear a mask because nobody knows who he is. He should put that on the mailer with a mask. The website with a mask. I'm just saying, that'd be a good idea. Tell me it's not a good idea, Sean.
I don't know, man. That's a tricky one right there. But I agree with.
They're not gonna know who anybody is.
Yeah, but man, I agree with Odie, man. Like you can't approach. Yeah, you got to stay who you are and do what you do. And the funniest thing is, is that you're embarking. Like I would never want to run this year. If I was any candidate in any fucking way, shape, or form, I'd be like, fuck, can they postpone the election for like another year? Because this is horrible. Because you don't know when to go out and talk. You don't know when to like start soliciting money. You don't know when to go out and start emailing people. You don't know when to go out and start knocking on doors. It's horrible,
yeah.
Man. Like, it creates such a short porch that all these other intangibles that we take for granted, like emails and social media and all these things that are like, we don't really know because we can't quantify like if an email or social media, you know, blog on the left side of your screen or an ad pops up and they vote for you based on that. Like you can't quantify that. We really can't quantify that on anything in a campaign. It's the most inappropriate business that you ever run because you throw all your money against the wall and you don't know what sticks. And the more money that you have, the more you can throw and you can do everything from A to Z. But at the same time, you're going to have a short porch, man. These candidates coming out now, it is going to be horrible for them. Like I may close down my shop. Fuck it. I don't want to even be part of this electorate because I don't know how to advise because there's so many things that could piss people off. Like so simple things. Like you came in my door with a hand sanitizer. Yeah. I'm not voting for you. I have fucking full body suit. Uh-huh. I ain't voting for you. You sent me an email that was unsolicited. Fuck you. You sent, you know, a mailer to my house when we're not even gearing towards a campaign. I can't pay my rent. Fuck you. Like, there's so many things now that you just can't control.
Right,
why
right.
even embark upon it?
Well, people like me have to depend on the talent like you and, you know, people like Catherine Liu and Doug Linney to, you know, help us. So that's why you guys get paid.
I don't get paid shit. I work on a campaign site called Sean Wilson. .com for free.
You know, the other thing you pointed out, I mean, it's easy to be an elected official relatively in a up economy and when money's pouring in and, you know, what happens when, you know, when it's not. I remember, you know, talking to Nancy Skinner about that, you know. Her first 4 years, it was cut, 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 cut. You know?
Yeah.
It was save, 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 save.
Dude, I worked at a time in the state legislature, man, where the speaker would call us and they would say, hey, like, go find some opportunities in your district to pork roll money.
find a, you know, we found a Boys and Girls Club. We found, you know, all these nonprofits that we built up because the state finally had a surplus. And then 3 years later, it was like, wah, 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 like the first minute of our podcast. Wait a minute. You know, you got the check, but, you know, hey, man, that money doesn't exist anymore. And then you got to go back to those nonprofits that saw their fellow nonprofits get the money, and they didn't get the money. And you have to explain to them, hey, you know, sorry, you know, that was a different day. You know, it's like working for the government is great, has ups and downs, it's fun. But at the same time, man, you take a lot of kicks in the shin.
You know, because you guys brought this up also on the last one, you know, whatever battle has been lost before, you know, people are going to say, well, now we have the virus, so now you have to do X, Y, and Z. So, you know, everything, you know, there's going to be, That's going to be
You know what's hella funny, though, man? I'll tell you this. I thought about this when I was driving to work, because I had all these people that are, like, talking to me about their rents and, you know, I ain't paying my rent, fuck it. I got free rent this month, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking, I'm like, you know what the legislature should do, or locally elected should do, is that they should say, hey, look, if you're really impacted by the COVID, show me what you have in your bank account. Because I had this crazy fucking call, and I can't even say it. But it got down to it, and they're like, fuck it, man. My family didn't pay their rent. I ain't paying my rent. I'm hoping I don't have to pay my rent for another 3 fucking months. But I was like, but were you really impacted by the virus? And they're like, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. That is irrelevant. Damn, okay, man.
In our rent protections, that's super relevant. But, you know, I don't know how other cities are doing it. You actually have to show you had some financial impact. So same with the businesses that ask for these grants. I mean, I could see where some people could take advantage of it, though. But again, people are struggling, and we got to find ways to help them as much as we can. It's tough.
I agree with you.
We're heading toward the music starts at the end, but I want to bring, because I'm contractually obligated to mention. For I'm supposed to mention each podcast, and I think I forgot last time to and somehow kick Eric Swalwell in the gummy chiclets. So. One last thing is gummy chiclets. Jim, who's going to be the let's go national, but we're going to bring it down, though. I promise everybody. Who do you think is going to be the Democratic VP?
Me, personally? I mean, I think it's going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah, you think you?
Not me, no. Jeez, oh, like, the last thing I would
believe a like a motherfucker.
Yeah, then you got to go to Washington, where it's hot and humid.
Biden, Odie.
He promised a woman. So, I think Kamala. I really do.
I agree. He's going to be that dude's as conventional can be. Joe Biden, straight up, every day of his life, has worn tighty whities. I put it that way. This dude's conventional. That's what he's going to do. But Sean, what do you think?
Man, I hope it's not Kamala Harris.
I mean, I hope it's not either.
I don't know, man.
I hope it's not either. I'm just saying what I think.
I think that he needs energy, man. And she doesn't provide any fucking energy. She's like a soap opera actress, man, as portrayed on fucking every episode of Saturday Night Live. She's a soap opera actress, man. She brings nothing to the table.
Yes.
If I were Joe Biden, I would need the infusion of electricity from a female, and I'd probably pick Jitterbug. I'm sorry, not the mayor of
Jitterbug.
I would probably pick Elizabeth Warren, man. She's a clapper, man. Yeah. She energizes people, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't. It's fucked up to say you can have two stuffy white people, but man, we've had stuffy white people all along. So I don't think a stuffy white dude and a stuffy black chick helps anybody fucking out, man. I think a stuffy white dude, an energetic white chick, can probably help. I mean, they're like the perfect people to do the skit on Saturday Night Live with the dancing and doing the pom-poms and shit. Like, what was it? What was it? The ones that used to do that skit. They're like those two, man. They can play off each other. I mean, you know, look, man, if race means a difference in this country in terms of who you elect because of what they look like, I guess that's one thing. But if you want to elect somebody on what they can do and how they can energize you, that's another thing. And then you have to feel out who the fuck can beat Trump, and then that's the third thing. And I don't know if any combination that you can put together can do that, sadly to say, but we'll see.
You also hear that there's people talk about, and I think it's just, I think I said this idea before, white people that are guilty and they just say this stuff, progressive white people that are guilty, and they're like, Stacey Abrams from Georgia, she should be the VP. I'm like, hold on, you know what? Just take it on the face value. Do you think Bob Witkowski should be the VP? Because Stacey Abrams, as far as she's ever gotten, is her state senate in Georgia. I mean, I think you need somebody that's been able to win an election higher than that. So Bob Witkowski for VP? No. So what I think what he should do is pick the one from Michigan, the governor of Michigan, and I can't off the top of my head remember her name, but
Gretchen Whitmer, I think.
Sean's favorite. Yes. To quote Howard Stern, hey now.
Hey now.
That's what I'm saying. That's going to bring some excitement to a lot of voters. That's why they. So my point is, but it's going to be Kamala Harris.
Well, that's my prediction. I didn't really say.
It's a loser pick. That's what I think.
We'll see.
But let's say it is. Then who's going to run for? Who's going to get that appointment? Who's going to run for her seat later? That's where I'm bringing it.
I mean, the thing about Warren is, you know, we lose a Senate seat when she's elected vice president. So I think that's
Nancy O'Malley gets that seat.
That's going to be Elizabeth Warren's seat. I mean, that's going to be in Biden's calculation.
Who's?
I don't know. I got to think somebody that.
No, who's going to take Kamala Harris's?
Somebody who's run statewide, you know.
Eric Swalwell.
I got to think it's like a Alex Padilla or a Javier Becerra or.
But you know Adam, he's going to try.
Or one of those.
He's going to try. Sean. He Swalwell will try to get an appointment or a run for that later, whatever it is.
Gavin gets,
you know,
the pick,
it, right?
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's going to try. But you know who's going to be? And I just had a vision of it. Tom Steyer. Because they just named him all of a sudden, you know, Tom Steyer today, he actually did the ultimate Sean Wilson, and we're back. I thought he should have done that. It's like Gavin Newsom speaking, and we're going to have a task force on business, and it's going to be led by Tom Steyer. He comes in like he never got, it's like he never got undressed from the last time he was at a Democratic debate. He still got his like Argyle tie or whatever that tie he wears all the time. And he was like, I'm back. And he's like, I got my notes here. And now he was right into it. Like, he never. Hey, he's actually tight. He's tight with Rob Bonta.
I bet he would make a great senator, but
Tom Steyer.
I don't know if that's going to happen.
Tom Steyer will be the appointment if Harris goes. Not so Swalwell's screwed, man. I don't even know. He's going to do it. You know he's going to do it. Why wouldn't we think he's trying to be a senator? He thought he could be president.
The governor appoints, though, Steve.
And if I recall.
The governor appoints, so.
But he still is.
The governor's not going to appoint Swalwell, man. That's the fact. The question you have is, can he beat Steyer or whoever else the governor appoints? And you know what? Quite frankly, if it's Steyer, yeah, man, that guy. Look, everyone's smart in their own buckets. Everyone has their own deal. That dude's deal is not politics, man. That dude's deal is being a goober on TV and trying to tell you what to do. It's very simple, man. It's very simple.
I
wouldn't invite that dude to a baseball game, but I'd invite Eric Swalwell to a baseball game. Like, you have different people that are smart in different buckets. Being palatable to the electorate with his goofy ass is not his deal. It's not.
Yeah, huh. You know, Eric Swalwell's a Giants fan. You know that?
I am, though. So
and I
hold
say,
that against
you. I said a baseball game. I didn't say the A's game. And I didn't say this year. I'll say in 2021 when they resume play.
Yeah, baseball. You know, where they win championships.
But you know what kind of dude Eric Swalwell would be? He'd show up to the game with you. Let's say he's going to go to the Giants game with you. He's going to show up to the game, and he's going to talk about the last time he ever paid attention to the Giants. So everything he talks about is going to be like Will Clark. And he's like, hey, dude, have you watched the game since 1989? What? Dude, you keep talking about Will Clark. You say you're such a big Giants fan. Did you forget about everything else? Oh, yeah, I won World Series a couple of three times. And that's it. So he, because he's a faker.
I actually went to a baseball game with him. We got fucked up. So
I take Sean's side.
Oh, really?
I like Eric, so I'm going to take Sean's side on this one. Sorry.
Yeah, beers, man. We had a great time, dude. It was fun. It was like 10 years ago, but it was fun.
And what else?
It was fun. No, we had a good
10
time.
10 years ago.
Yeah, we had fun.
You mean that's before when he was on the planning commission?
Yeah, we had fun.
Dude, that's weak. You were hanging out with planning commissioners from Dublin?
Sean ran his campaign, didn't he?
Yeah, I ran his campaign.
Council campaign. Weak. I remember seeing him at a picnic.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I would never be hanging out with planning commissioners.
Oh,
was a big baller like Sean Wilson.
Go hang out with Billy Bonger down the street from you in your fucking apartment and see if that's a better experience. Billy Bongo in B3.
Your neighbor whose smoke comes into your apartment.
Yeah. So hang out with that guy.
Actually, right now. It's actually going on.
You know
right
who
now,
the best guy to go to? Yeah, hey, check it out. In all seriousness, the best guy to go to a baseball game with is Tom Silva. Tom Silva, man.
Oh, really?
He will pack a pipe.
We need to get him
he
on.
He will pack a pipe. He will get you the biggest burrito you can ever experience that you can even think you can eat. And you go into the game with that big-ass burrito, having smoked half that pipe, and you go, hey, man, there's no way I'm going to eat this. He goes, just hang out. By the third inning, you're like, hey, man, this shit's done. Can I get some red ropes? Here's some popcorn.
Yeah, we need to get Tom Silva on here. We're going to get back, and we're back on the guest mode. We've been easing back into this because, you know, COVID don't care. And so Tom Silva, I've asked him. He might. I don't know. He's a big fan. He's a big fan of the show.
Hey, and
so,
look, man, I want to be the first to thank our third gay guest. We've had Kevin Dowling. We've had Jim Odie.
KD
and Steve Tavares. So I just want to say.
I was going to say, who was the other one? I couldn't remember.
I'm just kidding, man.
Like
cats Mochi and Lochi. I worry about it, but it's all good.
I do like Tom Cruise. He's a very handsome guy. You know, and Matt Olson on the A's, handsome guy, man. I will say that.
I do dig Matt Olson, Mochi, man. I do dig Matt Olson.
He's a sexy guy, right?
Yeah.
The animals were named by somebody else. I don't believe in confusing them by changing their names.
Why don't you tell Jim what your boyfriend named your animals?
Mochi and Levy. Named after the mayor. Why don't you ask Jim what's the name of his cats? Because I think I talked about it one time.
What are they?
He named his cat Cat.
Well, the black one is called Neko. Which I think is Japanese for cat.
Which means, see, he named a cat Cat.
Yeah. And then the cat, because it's Japanese, so it goes Neto. What's your other cat?
It's
a white one. It's called Blanco.
Fluffy.
Maru, because he has like two little eyebrows, like the Japanese anime character that has two big eyebrows.
Hold on, this doesn't sound fair. This sounds like one of those like lesbian relationships where they have kids, but only one, you know, so only one is the mother. So it sounds like none of these kids are actually biologically yours. None of these cats. They're all Japanese
names.
Yeah,
they're from the shelter,
like
so, yeah.
You got to stand up yourself,
yeah, from
Jim.
The shelter, too, so.
That's good, man. Same cat.
Why don't
good.
You get...
Oh, they're so cute.
Why don't you get a cat and name him Aparicio? Named after the shortstop.
Aparicio, yeah.
Hey, but I'll leave you with this. Because I have so much time watching TV at night, you have to watch The Black Godfather. Have you seen that on Netflix?
What?
The Black Godfather. Netflix.
What's that about? Is that a comedy?
No, man. I'm telling you, you will thank me whenever you're done watching it. There's this dude called Clarence Avant. And if you like politics, he had his hand in politics. If you like sports, he had his hand in sports. If you like music, he had his hand in music. The story of Clarence Avant as the Black Godfather will blow your mind. It indulged me for 15 minutes. If you don't like it, turn it off, but you'll watch the whole 2 hours. It's beautiful. It's just the Black Godfather.
I'll check it out.
2 hours, it's not a series that you get hooked on.
No, it's like 1 minute. It's 1 hour and 48 minutes, dude, and I'm telling you, as people that are in this business that know that there's people that touch our lives to either run or not run or help you, you'll appreciate his story because he's touched a multitude of different factions of work, and it's fantastic, man. Like, you'll love it.
Have you seen Black Jesus on Comedy Central?
No, man. I was trying to be serious.
It's funny. It's funny. It's like it's like actually Jesus, and he's just walking around South Central L.A. It's hella funny. It's really funny. I would recommend it too. I'm serious.
All right, I'll watch Black Jesus. You watch Black Godfather.
But I also been watching Mrs. America. Is anybody, and maybe people out there, it's on Hulu. It just started. It's about what's her name? The ERA lady, Schlafly. And
yeah, I've seen the good.
Mrs. America, Kate Blanchett. Yeah, well, we're watching the first one. It was pretty good, first episode. And then, of course, my girlfriend falls asleep, as she always does, unfairly. She tells me we don't watch the shows, and then when we watch it, she falls asleep in the middle. So she falls asleep, and I straight up told her, listen, you better watch this. You need to know about this, because this lady, she's a traitor to your vagina. She's the one who stopped the ERA, man, and you need to know about what she's about. Phyllis Schlafly. Schlafly. Yeah, so that's my recommendation for, because we're trying to talk about TV shows.
I remember her.
You got any,
her and Anita Bryant back in the day? Yeah, that was terrible.
Well, that's a good timing because we're kind of going over, but it's good stuff. Where everybody go on iTunes and subscribe and share it to everybody and tell your friend and tell your grandma and tell your grandpa. But don't tell them in person because you may kill them. But go on iTunes, do all that, and Alameda Council member Jim Odie, thanks so much.
Thank
man.
You, Jim.
Thanks for having
before.
Me on. I
thanks,
appreciate
brother.
It. Stay safe.
And thank you, brother. And again, I'm Steve Tavares, and with my trusted co-host,
John Wilson, man. Thank
John
you.
John Wilson. I was reporting from Oakland, Sean in Brentwood, and Jim in Alameda, just so everybody knows, so we're not, you know, breaking the order. East Bay Insiders, check us out. Next week.